is 5:08 PM.
Here are the latest RTL Today headlines. Greens MEP Tilly Metz spoke to RTL this morning and called for an urgent action on climate, while warning that recent EU migration reforms undermine fundamental rights and let down vulnerable people. The A3 motorway will be closed in both directions from this evening until Monday morning due to major construction works. Police have announced that they took a man into custody on Wednesday evening after he attempted to run over his girlfriend with his car. The UN has demanded independent investigations into dozens of deaths while in US ICE custody since last year and swift action to prevent more people from dying. The death toll from Venezuela's devastating earthquakes has risen to at least 164 people, with 971 injured, Interim President Delcy Rodriguez said today. For more on these stories, all the latest news and so much more, check out rtltoday.lu. Weather now, and the red heat warning has been extended to Sunday, and Meteorlux has also issued a yellow warning for thunderstorms from 6 PM. We almost have a full house for a traffic light system. Currently, though, it is 38 degrees and it is slightly cloudy, although very sunny.
The traffic info is brought to you by your Mazda partner in Luxembourg, Garage Dalchen in Attlebrook.
RTL Today traffic info.
Still really quite busy on Luxembourgish roads at the minute. A 10-minute delay on the A6 between Helfenderbrück and Kapellen. 15 minutes on the N6 between the Strassen Tunnel and towards Bertrange and Mamer. Lastly, a half-hour delay if you're just joining the end of the queue on the A3 heading towards Delange. Nearly 10 kilometres worth of tailback there too. One speed check, and that is in Hesperange on the Allée de la Jeunesse Sacrifiée, 1940 to 1945. Bit of a mouthful, that one, but for everything else, it is today.rtl.lu/mobility. Now time for the undertones.
Drive with Tom Einarsson.
RTL, the heartbeat of Luxembourg.
RTL Today Radio.
Very smart.
5:35, a little bit of undertones there for you with Jimmy, as requested by Alexandra. He even promised that he would slow down on his drive so he could still catch that that track. I've got The Clash coming up because I think they go really well together, don't they? By the way, misspoke earlier, Chris Isaak is not playing tonight, so you don't have to cancel any plans. He's playing on Tuesday, June 30th at Den Atelier. You can win two tickets to his sold-out show. All you have to do is tell me, where is Chris Isaak from? Send that to 621-525-5000. Include your full name and your email address for a chance to win. Now time for The Clash.
And its agents. Protecting your world.
Little Country, big stories on RTL Today Radio, brought to you by Foyer Insurance, celebrating the National Day of Luxembourg with the people, places, and stories that make the Grand Duchy unique. Mention Luxembourg to someone abroad, and they'll often think of banks, business, and international finance. But there's another side to the country. Almost half of Luxembourg's territory is covered by forests, woodland, and green spaces. In the north, the Ardennes offer rolling hills, hiking trails, and some of the country's most beautiful landscapes. To the east, the Mullerthal region has earned the nickname Little Switzerland, thanks to its striking rock formations and scenic walking routes. For a country that's often associated with finance and European institutions, Luxembourg offers an impressive amount of nature within easy reach. It's one of the many reasons people who come here often end up staying. That's today's Little Country Big Story, brought to you by Foyer Insurance.
Foyer and its agents. Protecting your world.
RTL Today Radio.